Shout it loud, hallelujah. Within the next 7 minutes or so, we have 10 destiny prayers to pray. And we have few seconds for each prayer. Immediately you hear me saying these prayers with merciless violence. Pray them like thunder and like fire. Don't say, I don't think this thing concerns me. It is safer to pray. You can never overpray. You can only underpray. If you say certain things should depart from your life and the thing is not there, you have not lost anything. But if it's there and you didn't ask it to leave, it can be a source of real problem. Each of these prayers you are going to pray now has serious relevance for so many people gathered here tonight. Any covenant with dead relatives. Pray! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. The power of God begin to move now. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you to start praying on time, on time. Any agreement with failure, pray in the name of Jesus. Break the agreement. Basenta kapanda kari kasanda. Ripiali katenda ka. Danakante sempende kaya boshente. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 3. Negative blood covenants. Pray! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Basente kaya boshenda. In Jesus' name we pray. That sister over there, your name is Funto. Pray this prayer well. Because of so many other spirits troubling your destiny. But as you pray this prayer, they shall be lifted away. Placental bondage. Break! 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 In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray it. Yes. Break it. In Jesus' name we pray. This is wonderful. I saw a new set of clothes be handed over to somebody over there. Meaning that something has changed in your life tonight for good. Covenant with repeated problems. Pray! Open your mouth and begin to break it. Covenant with repeated problems, break. Aha! Basente kaya boshende rabo kontaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. The powers of my fathers are contending for my inheritance. You are a liar. There. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening here tonight. Please, I'd like you to concentrate. Give it fullest concentration now. The Bible says, the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. You will now shout this loud and clear. Any sorrow assigned against my blessings backfire in the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes. Botakateda rabosomboko yaboshente raba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer will release some people into their breakthrough this week. Say, ancient chains. Tie me down to one spot. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the ancient chains. Aha! That is how to do it. That's right. Break. My center. Republica Tendeka. The power of God. Move. Let the power of God begin to move from person to person. In Jesus' name we pray. Arrows of disgrace. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening here today. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayers. Yes. Aha. Some people here tonight, they've taken you to somewhere to go and wash your head before. Something has happened to that head right there where you're standing. The angels of God are brushing that head with their weapon of fire. That's the first person over there. That's number two. Number three. Yes, the fire is burning the head. Aha. Enough is enough. Say, I, Daniel Olukoya, I cross to the arena of victory. In the name of Jesus, begin to declare it. I cross over to the arena of victory. Yes. Cross over to the arena of victory tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Now with a military tone and the tone of finality, praying like somebody from another world, say this loud and clear now. Every hold of witchcraft that has swallowed my virtues, vomit them by fire in the name of Jesus. They must vomit them tonight by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. There is a key and a padlock inside someone here. The enemies planted it there. They locked up your destiny and made you to swallow the key and the padlock. So you are searching for the key to your breakthrough, to your destiny, but already they've planted it inside you. You swallowed it yourself. Right there where that person is. What's going to happen is that the power of God is going to fall upon you. And you may not be able to stand on your feet. Then the angels of God will now remove that padlock and hand it over to you. Let there be silence. That's the power of God coming upon you. Let's vomit the padlock. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for a time like this. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight we are gathered at this meeting. You are a mighty Savior. The first kind of this one in this month of grace. Father, let your power fall upon your people here in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke presented there tonight be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles and open to the book of Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 43. And our topic tonight is a question asked by Jesus. Who touched me? Who touched me? In Luke chapter 8, from verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him. He came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood ceased. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and says thou touch me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, she has now become a daughter. Be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. This woman had an issue of blood. And this blood was coming out constantly from her female organs. Because of her constant bleeding, she had become weak. She's, because of that blood coming out always, by Old Testament regulation, she's regarded as unclean. You shouldn't touch her, and she shouldn't touch you. She was useless to her husband now. To touch her was to make oneself unclean. And when you're unclean, you're not able to worship God. If you touch that kind of woman, or the woman touches you, you need to do some offering and sacrifices for the uncleanness. You can imagine the shame that this woman has been going through. She is considered unclean. She is labeled. The enemy has labeled her. I pray that tonight, every label of the enemy shall be wiped off. In the name of Jesus. So because she's unclean, people stay away from her. People avoid her. Apart from that, the constant blood, those days will mean that the person is smelling. And then people dissociate themselves from her. They will have nothing to do with her because she's regarded as being unclean. This is a very, very serious situation. But the woman did not sit at home and say, well, let me die in this position. She made up her mind. Well, I don't want this man to pray for me. I don't even need for him to touch me. But I know that if I get close to him and I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. The woman started by coming behind Jesus. The first stage of our lives as Christians is that we first of all start coming behind Jesus. She had lived a life away from Christ, but got no result, but what she got was failure. She now tried life in contact with Christ. And it was an immediate success. Why did that woman receive a breakthrough while there were so many people around who did not receive any? What is our problem now in the house of God? That people who are supposed to get miracles, get breakthroughs, they don't get them. It's because there are too many disconnected people in the house of God. So many who are coming to church, but they're actually disconnected from the flow of God's power. And this is a very, very sad situation. Plenty of disconnected people. Our lives do not preach what we say we believe. Many who claim to be born again are living a life of quietly concealed sin. There are so many who come to even Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry as a ministry, but they are completely disconnected. They're not part of us, they're just coming. Because they come, but they are disconnected. They have not really known the full salvation of Christ. Some have been playing around with the enemy all their lives. And because they've gotten so close to the enemy, it's now becoming as if they and the enemies are one. This is a tragedy. When somebody rises to pray, and you say, "Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered." And as the person is praying the prayer, heaven says, "Well, if I arise, this is the person who will first of all scatter." Plenty of disconnected people in the house of God. Plenty of those who claim to be serving God are actually disconnected from Him. No wonder Prophet Isaiah shouted loud and clear, which is a big lamentation. He said, "Behold, the Lord's hands is not shutting, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, so that it cannot hear." And those sins have disconnected us. I pray that there will be somebody here tonight who will be honest and say, "Yes, I'm disconnected. I want to be connected." You see, when we got born again in those days, and there's a song we used to sing. And we used to sing it with passion. Because it was a serious song. These days, people don't know that it's a very serious song. "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back." He said, "You take that old one, but give me Jesus. You take that whole world, but give me Jesus. You take that old one, but give me Jesus. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied." His songwriter did not stop. He said, "That cross before me, that world behind me, that cross before me, that world behind me, that cross before me, that world behind me, no turning back, no turning back." Those were the songs we were singing in those days. This song doesn't seem to have too much meaning to people of these days. Many don't even understand it. This is why disconnection happens. And this is a very serious matter. I pray once again that there will be somebody here tonight who will be correctly connected. In the name of Jesus. As Jesus was moving within those crowd, plenty of people were touching Him. Some touched Him to feel the material of His clothes, whether it's silk, lace, and whether it's damask, or whatever name you call it, just to feel it. I want to know the quality of his clothes. They touched him, but no result. Nothing happened. They are engaging cosmetic touching. They touched him. They touched, but only to feel the material of his clothes. There are some people too. They touch him just for them to be able to announce to their friends, "Hey, let me give you a gist. I touched Jesus. I touched him." So he touched Jesus just to tell others. No result. No miracle. No testimony. Then there's the third group of people. They mistakenly touched him. Maybe the crowd was pushing them. And they touched Jesus. But yet, no result. Nothing. But there was a woman who did the fourth kind of touch. A deliberate touch. An intentional touch. And when she touched him, the problem of 12 years stopped instantly. This woman was on her way to a miracle. Her body was weak because of the bleeding. But somehow she was able to press into the crowd and touch that garment. Immediately, she gained strength. If the enemy has removed your strength tonight, I command you, gain strength now. And immediately the bleeding stops. There was something about a touch. The touch of the woman had several things. Number one, it was a touch of desire. A touch of desire. Number two, it was a touch of hunger. I need my health. Was hungry for good health. Was a touch of hunger. Three, it was a touch of need. I need the hand of the master. Four, it was a touch of a want. So a touch had desire. A touch had hunger. A touch had need. A touch had want. Number five, a touch had desperation. She was desperate. And you know, when we become desperate, our progress begins. When you pray with holy desperation, then your progress starts. One day, Anna prayed with desperation, serious desperation. Say, "Oh Lord God, if thou will hearken to the voice of the handmaiden and give the handmaiden a son, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no result shall touch his head." She prayed in desperation. And God said, "Yes, you can have it now." A touch, number six, had determination. She was determined that something must happen. How many of you here tonight are determined that something must happen? Let me hear you shout aloud, "Amen!" Number seven, a touch had faith. The touch of faith. "If I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." Number eight, a touch had expectation. Expectation. The Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. I pray that any power that wants to cut off your expectation shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Number nine, a touch had knowledge. Knowledge. That there is power in this man. If this man is going about doing good, I can connect to him. Plug myself into the socket of his power. And one way or the other, get the flow of that power into my life. Number 10, a touch had violence. Because it takes violence for her in a weak state to move, meander through the crowd and get to where Jesus was. Number 11, a touch had hope. Hope. 12, a touch had courage. A touch had courage. "If I may touch the hem of his garment, then I shall be made whole." Jesus now said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" This woman's touch had several things. 12 things. Jesus said, who touched me? And they said, what are you talking about? He said, did you touch me? No. 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 The Bible said, they all denied. But Jesus refused to leave the place. He was saying, nobody touched me. Somebody touched me. Did you understand? Nobody touched me. So because virtue went out of me. Power went out of me. That is, if you like, the woman stole virtue from Jesus. As if somebody took something without permission. But because she was operating the law of heaven, she did not need that permission. Because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a diligent rewarder of those who trust him. When you are diligently seeking it, then he will answer your prayers. Without faith, it's not possible to please him. Quite a lot of people come to church with very chronic unbelief. Sometimes after praying some serious prayers, by the time they go out, they get to the car park, if somebody says, how was it today? He said, terrible. How was it today? We are managing. How was it today? The struggle continues. How was it today? Not too bad. Not too bad means that it's bad. Faith. The ability of faith to move into the realm of the spirit and bring out things for you is well documented in scripture. The ability of faith to bring virtues out for you is recorded in scripture. Who touched me? Jesus said. Until the woman had to own up. And he said everything publicly. And it was a good thing the woman did. Because he now got additional blessing. Jesus had a daughter. She now became a daughter. Said, daughter, go in peace. Thy faith had made thee whole. And he prayed for her. And the woman now obtained double blessings. She could have gone away without a single miracle. But by coming out and saying, this is what has happened to me, she got a double blessing. There are people, they receive breakthroughs. They receive fantastic testimonies. But now, they cannot testify. Someone said, I'm shy. I'm this, I'm that. Jesus insisted that woman should come out publicly. And she had to come out publicly for a miracle to be permanent. Who touched me? Tonight, if you too can touch the hem of his garment, your faith has the ability to draw things out and give you what you want. But there's a problem. The problem is what you find in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Herein lies the greatest edict. There are plenty of disconnecting powers that makes our touch useless. It makes our touch powerless. He ensures that our touch does not bring out the desired testimony and miracles. They ensure this. What are these things? In Galatians chapter 16, chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians 5, 16. These I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you will. But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, sexual violation of marriage, unlawful sexual relationship between man and a woman, a married man sleeping with either another married woman or an unmarried person. Adultery. These things cut short the hand of God so that we cannot touch him and he cannot touch us. Stop deceiving yourself. You cannot be living in adultery and you are praying fire prayers.
Even if they wear your head out, while laying hands on your head at deliverance ground, and you are still living in adultery, the deliverance will be zero. Two, fornication. Voluntary sexual relationship with unmarried, within unmarried people. In this present generation now, the devil has used this instrument of fornication to destroy young lives. When we were in school in those days, in primary school, nobody talks about sex. But these days now, you find primary school students caught in the toilet having sex. And this is a very, very serious matter. When you, as a believer, you are buying all kinds of exposing dresses for your daughters. The clothes you do not wear, you are buying it for them. You don't wear trousers as a Christian woman, but you bought it for your daughter to be wearing. By the grace of God, you don't put spaghetti on your body, but you sold, you get one to your daughter. You are preparing her for something. And when it happens, it becomes a big problem indeed. Many of young men and women have been completely paralyzed by this particular problem, fornication. And this is why they pray and it seems as if heaven is blocked. And many people are very clever with their own fornication. And they think that the eyes of heavens are blind. Let it be known to you that the Bible said there is nothing done under the bed which shall not be announced on rooftop. These are the disconnecting powers. Uncleanness. Uncleanness. People get involved in pornographic materials, either in a written form, these days in the computers, in the books, in the magazines. They get involved in uncleanness by unclean words, unclean speeches. Uncleanness is the opposite of pure. All the sodomy, men and men, homosexuality, they are all uncleanness. Lesbianism, they are all uncleanness. Bestiality, they are all uncleanness. All form of sexual perversion, they are all uncleanness. Anal sex, oral sex, they are all uncleanness. If God wanted you to be doing oral sex, He would put your penis on your forehead. But since He didn't do that, and you are practicing it, you are unclean as far as heaven is concerned. Ah, you say, but it's my husband. They say, I could do anything with my husband. Lie. They didn't say you should reverse a divine order. And God did not create anus. Anus are people used to pass feces for sex. Even animals have more sense. You don't find male animals sleeping together. It's human beings who disobey God's law. This is a very, very serious matter. Lasciviousness. This is uncorrected, indisciplined thoughts. Uncorrected, indisciplined desires of the heart and mind. Uncorrected desires in conduct or language. All the eyes of adultery, look of adultery, indecent look, indisciplined look. Unmanaged behavior. Because you are very loose, woman, you are very loose with men, you are very loose. You live your life so loosely, no discipline. You just follow the passion of your heart. You are not worried whether you are not even ashamed of public disgrace. One of the worst physical film shows I've ever seen in my life was one prophet in our streets in those days who went to sleep with another man's wife, not knowing that the man had placed a juju on the wife. So both of them just glued together there. And that was how they brought them out. It was very shameful. Lasciviousness. You just do what you want. Not caring. This is a serious matter. Idolatry. Idolatry is worship of any other thing other than God. You can be a lady, all you worship is your body. You spend 10 minutes for quiet time. 5 minutes to read the Bible, 5 minutes to pray. But you spend 2 hours in the bedroom, and then you spend 1 hour making up your face and your body. You are an idol worshipper. You are worshipping your body. Whatever makes you to go to the mirror and you are walking up and down admiring yourself, you are worshipping your body. You are an idol worshipper. Anything you worship other than God is idolatry. Anything you place before God, side by side with God, is an idol. People practice idolatry, they worship things. Some worship money. Some worship fame. Some people are normal, perfect gentlemen until they say, money. Once they say money, it has become a tiger and a gorilla. It's an idol worshiper. A lot of people will get to heaven. I say, sorry, you can't get here. I say, well, but why? You are an idol worshiper. I say, but I don't have Shango Ogun Amadioha.
I say, yes, but you are worshiping yourself. You are servicing yourself. You do not service God.
I don't have to trust in a person, a place, or thing, or institution with equal or greater than God's authority. All these things disconnect us from the Lord. Number six is witchcraft. The greatest definition of witchcraft is rebellion against God. All the practice of magic, incantations, charms, potions, sorcery, concoction, black magic, using drugs to feel high, horoscopes reading the stars, they are witchcraft activities. And that cuts you off from God. And this is very sad.
The seventh one is hatred. Hatred. That is, you have intense hostility to others. The intense hostility may come from fear, anger, or a sense of injury. Some people just hate people from other tribes. They hate people from other places. Number eight is variance. Variance means you just decide to be negative. You are incompatible. You are opposite everybody. You are disagreeable. You are always disputing. You are always in conflict. You are contrary to other people. If other people are going one way, you will decide to go the other way, even if you know your way is wrong. That is, you are not happy when there is no crisis, no strife. You feel happy when two people are not greeting each other, you two are not greeting them. This is variance. I'm explaining this, but many of us read these words. We don't know what it means. Emulations. Number nine. It means you're always striving to excel. You have this competitive spirit. You just want to beat the next person. You want to get better cars, better house, better wife, better husband, better everything than everybody else. You are looking for something better than the other person. When we were in the campus, many years ago, there was a lady in my class. Our national anthem every day is that, hey, I must marry a pilot. If you care to listen to her every day, I must marry a pilot. She married a pilot. True, like she was confessing. But the trouble is that the pilot she married talks to her with boxing. The last time I saw her many years ago, the front teeth were gone. Boxed out by the pilot husband. This rivalry spirit, competitive spirit, you can't stand another person's success. These emulations. And this is why we keep telling people, the mountain of fire and miracles ministry is not competing with any church. It's not competing with anybody. We're not interested. We're not in any rat race with anybody. We're just doing what God wants us to do. Period. Number 10, wrath. Wrath means lasting and long-term anger. Fit of rage. You just lose your temper and you begin to shout. And you say, what is happening here? I tell you one secret. If you are in this meeting tonight and you are still getting angry, you are having a violent temper, your problem is more than all the witches in Africa gathered together. You need to pray that spirit out of your life, because the Bible calls it wrath, violent, explosive, pressure cooker anger. You blow up in words and in actions. You like turbulence. This is rough. Rough. I've been to a place before, and I don't know what this member said to the pastor. And the pastor got angry. He said, hey, look here. You must respect the anointing of God upon my head. If not, I will command that anointing to fight you now. Look. You must respect me. I'm your pastor. Do you understand? I'm your pastor. Don't you understand? Shaka paka taka la baka 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 kaka paka paka chaka gapa. After the violent anger, wrath, it disconnects you from the Almighty. A lot of marriages will have seemed be so lovely if not for this wrath. Daddy is getting angry, mommy is getting angry. Daddy is talking, mommy is talking. Daddy is talking absolute rubbish, and mommy is replying with absolute nonsense. Daddy is saying you are a crazy woman, and the woman is saying your father is crazy. So there were problems because of love. They say discussion, that is what makes sense. Argument is ignorance. 11.
Strife.
That is, you have this strong hostile feeling. You are argumentative, you are quarrelsome, you struggle, you dispute. It disconnects from God. 12. Seditions. Seditions. Notice that it's plural. Seditions means you are not supportive. When you say a program, you will not help the program. You rather prefer that the program should fail. It means you are rebellious. And you are not submitted to authority. You are divisive. You try to cause strife and divide people. You stir up trouble and discontentment. It is you who break up friends. When there is a fight, you take a faction. You are a rebel inside. You talk against your leaders at their back, but you smile at them at the front. Those are seditions. 13. Heresies. Heresies mean failure to conform to good standard. You are in a church, but you hold contrary view to what the church is saying. You deny the truth. You keep opinions that are contrary to the standard of where you are. You practice deviation. These are heresies. Complete heresies. There are people like that. Plenty of people. I was lamenting to some people today. This is very sad, but I must say it. When we go born again as young Christians, in those days, at the young age of maybe 13, 14, 15, when you come to our fellowship, where all young people are gathering, you see plenty of young sisters prophesying. Thus said the Lord. This, that. And there was a fire. But I notice a trend these days. The lady prophetesses are dying off. The only people who are prophetesses and they are women now, they are old women, not the young ones. The young ones now would rather prefer to stay where they are burning their ear for 2 hours under that large thing they put on their head instead of spending 30 minutes to search the word of God. They will start with tiny, pinny earrings. Later, it will become large. It will be touching their shoulders. Then we'll go and buy wool and begin to attach it. And string, begin to attach it until it's touching their back. When they are going for deliverance, they remove the attachment. They remove the earrings. They remove everything. And God moves in their life in the deliverance ground. But immediately after the deliverance, they attach everything back again. And prophetesses, those who hear God clearly among sisters, they are dying off. I pray that tonight there will be a sister who will take this challenge. That at my young age, I want to prophesy. I want to speak for God. I don't want to pursue what other women are pursuing, which has not yielded them any fruit. This is very, very sad. If the whole nation now, you can hardly point to a woman up there and say, this one is a prophetess of God. And if you could identify that one, she would have started young. If at the age of 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, God cannot use you, God cannot talk through your mouth, it means you're already getting confused as a young person. 14. Envies. The desire to have what another has. Desire to debase others. Being jealous of other people's good fortune. Resentful. And not satisfied with what you have. And you have this fake sense of superiority. You place yourself, you value yourself too high. This disconnects from the master. 15. Murders. To kill or to take life out of something. To spoil or to mar another. The Bible says if you hate your brother without a curse, you're already a murderer. Then, 16. Drunkenness. You drink until you get out of control. Drunkenness is not drinking alcohol alone. It's becoming slave to something. Your own may not be drunkenness. It may be ordinary snuff you are taking. You are already addicted to the stuff. You are addicted to tobacco.
The person is overcome by the emotion of that thing. When you are given to excessiveness in what you are doing, is drunkenness. Somebody wrote me a petition. The person said he was reporting the pastor. He said, this pastor you sent to us was very thin when he came here. But now he has become fat. Say, Gio, it is because this pastor drinks one crate of minerals a day. That he doesn't drink water again. That's why he's fat. Better advise him. When you do anything excessively, it's drunkenness. Revelings 17. That is, you have this party spirit. If you are here tonight, and you can still gather at a night party, and they string out their music, and you come out dancing, you are already finished. That's the truth. But how will you connect the Almighty when you are dancing with spirits at night? All the excessive feasting, loud music, activities given to pleasure to make you happy or merry, they are all revelings. Many of the discos that the young ones are going, they are revelings as far as the Bible is concerned. They go because they say they want excitement. But the trouble is this. When they leave the dark light, whatever burden they go to remove is back sevenfold. The works of the flesh will take you farther than you plan to go. It will keep you longer than you plan to stay. It will cost you more than you plan to pay, because it is something that cuts off God from you. Again, the book of Isaiah, chapter 59. Isaiah 59. I want to read again verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 says this one. Behold, the Lord's hands is not shorten, that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Say, but your iniquities have disconnected between you and your God, separated you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongues have muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleader for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs died, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is their hand. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. Whatever you have to sort out with God, begin to sort it out. Because these are the things that are preventing you from touching Him. You touch, but the touch is not effective. You touch, but miracle did not follow. You touch, but there is no testimony. You touch, it's as if heaven is even more closed now that you are touching. But the Bible says, His hands are not shutting, so that they cannot save. And that is ear heavy, that they cannot hear. So, but your iniquities that separated between you and your God, that's why he cannot hear. Bow down your heads now. Tell the Lord, the sins in my life, the iniquity that is preventing me from touching heaven, my Father, forgive me. I want to touch you. I want to experience heaven. I want to experience the power of God. Can you talk to the Lord now yourself? We're not here for play. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back. No turning.
Take the whole world.
Take that whole.
But give me Jesus.
But give me Jesus. You take the whole.
But give me, I am satisfied.
I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
That cross before me.
That cross before.
The world behind me.
The world behind me. That cross before me. That world behind me. That cross me for me.
I have decided, I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I am decided
to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back. I'd like you to pray for yourself like this. Pray from your heart with violence. Say, any power disconnecting me from the virtue of the Lord. Jesus said, who touched me? Virtue went out of me. Wouldn't it be lovely if virtue flows into your life? Any power disconnecting me from the virtues of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatever is disconnecting you, stand against them tonight. This is a very serious meeting, and it must be taken as such. Bokate sempende ke yabo shende rabo konte yaba. Rapila katenda kaya boshente raba. Nakatenda rabo sopola kaya boshente. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. I have a word to somebody here. You know yourself, you are here. God has been talking to you. I want you to be more serious with me. You have been seeing revelations of heaven in your dream. After some time, those revelations vanished. You didn't see them again because heaven has decided to render your position vacant. But you can have mercy tonight if you find a way to this altar and be on your knees there. You used to have revelations of heaven. God used to talk to you clearly. All of a sudden, all those things have vanished now. You hear nothing, you see nothing, you feel nothing. You need to cry to the Lord tonight for a revival in your life. You need to cry to the Lord tonight for a change in your life. You cannot continue like this. Heaven is getting angry and getting dissatisfied. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. My lost fire! Come back! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. It will be a tragedy. If you go home with a plastic experience, it will be a tragedy. If you live there without the touch of God, in Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front, say this after me. Say, Father, I come before you. I know that I've lost my first love. I've lost my first fire. I can see that you are not happy with me. Therefore, Lord, I ask for mercy and forgiveness. Father, I pray that you do not replace me with stone. Father, and if I've gone far from you, and you have declared my position vacant, have mercy, O Lord. Restore me. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these children. I pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. I pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You go back to your seat now. And when you get home tonight, before you sleep for 15 minutes, say, my lost fire, come back, come back. And don't leave that prayer until you think that something has happened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's been touched over there. It's like you have gone stale. A cake. That's a new fire burning your soul now. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Powers assigned to push me to the back. Expire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Powers assigned to push me to the back. Expire. In Jesus' name we pray. How many people are ready to touch the hem of his garment here tonight? It is those people who pray the following prayers and pray it from your heart. I plug myself into the socket of your power. O God of Elijah. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to plug yourself into the socket of the God of Elijah. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, in my dreams tonight, my Father appear in the name of Jesus. Just let him appear in your dreams tonight. In the name of Jesus, appear. In Jesus' name we pray. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. Say, my eyes open. See the Lord. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. My eyes open. See the Lord, see the Lord, see the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. As many people as are here tonight, let them experience the touch of your power. Let them experience the anointing that breaketh every yoke. It shall be well with you. The Lord will appear in your situation. Every enemy of your situation shall be put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's share the grace in fellowship.